If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
We'll start then with Jim Wydilla, who is the marketing director at the Volo Auto Museum, as we learn more about Volo today. Welcome back, Jim. How are you today?
Good. Thank you for having me.
I was just reading the history of the... And by the way, do they still call it the Volo Auto Museum? Because I wondered if, since it's expanded so much over the years, it's more than that. You still call it that, right?
Yeah, about 3 or 4 years ago, you know, the meat and potatoes of the business is still the car sales, and still, you know, at any point in time, we have 200 to 300 classic collector cars. So that's still the meat and potatoes, but because we've added Titanic and dinosaurs and boats and planes and trains and carousels and rides, it was more than just an auto museum. We thought that you know, people that weren't into cars might be turned off by that, so we just cut it to Volo Museum.
The Volo Museum. But it did start out, well, just kind of give us the brief history of this.
Sure. It started out as a family business in 1960. This is actually our 65th anniversary this year. It started out with just a resale shop and a couple of brothers tinkering and fixing and flipping cars. And now fast forward, it's still the same family owned. We have no corporate sponsors or grants or fundings. It's all self-funded, with the profits of both the admission of the museum and the car sales. And it's still now, you know, fourth generation, still owned by the Grahams family, and it's just expanded. It started, you know, the car sales, like I said, has been the meat and potatoes for many years, and that's where we really got world famous for. We have customers all over the country, and we sell about 1,000 cars a year. But now there's just so much more now that we've added the movie cars and added, you know, so many more mechanical marvels and pieces of history that there's really something for everybody. We have a 300-vendor gift shop. And, you know, cotton candy machines and an ice cream bar and just lots of stuff going on for all ages, because the car guys are great and it was great to bring them. But when they brought their families, they were miserable. So we wanted to make sure that we had something for all ages to really spend the full day and enjoy, you know.
And the kind of cars that you do sell there are what?
They're pretty much American muscle cars, I would say, is kind of our niche. We have very few foreign cars or any cars newer than like 1985. 1980, 1985 is pretty much where we draw the line. But anything from, you know, your standard Camaros and Corvettes and Mustangs and Chevelles and 57 Chevys and, you know, all the fun stuff in between. We're actually right now, we have a 1960 Buick we just announced for the 65th anniversary. We're giving away a 1960 Buick that's in beautiful condition. It was also used in a movie called Right of Way, and Jimmy Stewart and Betty Davis drove that car in the movie. So that's kind of like encapsulating what we are and what we do. If you go to the site, I mean, it's updated almost on a daily basis of all the cool inventory that we have.
Do you flip the cars? That is, you take them in, clean them up, and sell them, or are you just consigning somebody else's already renovated cars?
That's how it started. We started fixing and flipping, and then at that next point, we started consigning because we had a lot of people coming to see the collection, and we couldn't keep up with it, so we started consigning and basically building a business off of other people's merchandise. Now we own probably 90-95% of the cars. We rarely consign them. We own them outright now, and as far as the restorations, because we sell so many and we move them so fast, we don't have time to sit on them for, you know, months and months, so we basically now just acquire cars. Jay Grahams, one of the owners, he just goes out, and now that we've been here for decades, we're pretty well known, so a lot of people come to us with either the restorations or cars that we've, you know, the original cars that they have, but we go to a lot of auctions and private collections and estate sales and things like that as well. So they come from all over the country and all over the world.
The last time I was at the Volo Museum, it was the Volo Auto Museum, and I was impressed with how affordable some of the cars were. Some of them aren't for me, but some of them were in the price range that I would expect to pay for a good used car.
Sure. Yeah, that's and for a while, I mean, you know, 20 years ago, those cars, you know, from the 80s and the 70s weren't really classic or collectors, you know. They were more used cars. They were high-end cars. You could buy some nice Corvettes and things like that, but now we've gotten to the point where we've really narrowed down, and these are collector cars. These are cars that, you know, most of our customers have been, you know, they're retired, and this is the car they've always wanted. This is the car they had when they were growing up. This is the car their dad had growing up, you know, and this is the car that they've they've dreamed of having in their body physically, whether know-how or just physically can't spend months and months in a garage on their knees or laying down fixing up a car. So they want to either get a car that's truly an original where the numbers match, or what they have now called resto mods. So they basically strip down a car. They do the restoration, but then they add things like power steering and power brakes and more yes. comfortable seats and I'll air conditioning and radios. And yeah.
You do know that the Titanic wasn't a car, right?
True. However, we have six vehicles. It's about $6 million worth of cars that were owned by people on the Titanic. So it's an interesting twist. There was one car that was on the Titanic. And in the movie where Jack and Rose go down and get to know each other a little bit better, that car was actually on the ship. And it went down with the ship. It's still at the bottom of the ocean. But the only other car, it was a French prototype, and we have the only other car in the world. So there's some. It's still, even though it's Titanic related, and the cars, there's one car on the Titanic. It's still a neat niche that we have that none of the other Titanic museums have.
And they are
true to our image.
Creative and expansive there. So there is the Titanic experience at the Volo Museum as well as acres of stuff and a day for everybody. Jim Wydell is the marketing director there. It's in Volo. Nice to talk to you today, Jim. Thanks for the heads up.
So much. Very nice to talk to you. Thank you so much for having me.